We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Oh, no.
Woo! Turn it up! Wait, hold on.
Turn it so far
oh,
down.
Oh, my God. Hold on. That was the wrong.
Turn it down. Hold on, it's too loud.
88 points? Kel, why didn't you put the actual score on there?
Turn it
down. That was the actual score. 88 points? Oh, my. Woo! What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Losers Lounge.
Don't make a fucking sound. Just, we're not... Keep going.
Just kidding. You don't want any sounds
shut
at all?
Shut up. Everyone shut the fuck up.
What? Eric is struggling over here. I can't wait to see what we get from Eric tonight. I have no idea. I don't know. But we are going to spend the next hour breaking down and dissecting the details of that game the Denver Nuggets just played. 107-88. Nuggets fall to the New Orleans Pelicans in a game that had intrigue. It had drama.
Oh, it had it all.
It had lead changes. I actually don't even know if it had lead. No, it didn't. It did. Two, then we had the 3-2, and then all downhill from there. Guys, I got the fellas with me, though, here. The guys that were kind enough to stick around for this one to join me in the Losers Lounge, it's D-Line Co.
That's right, guys. I'm here just so I don't get fined, but I might also get fined, but by the government.
What?
For the things I might say.
Oh, there you go. I got it. Over here, though, we also have Superstar Dev.
I'm proud of me. I'm proud of me. I stayed.
You stuck it out. You stuck it out, man.
I got on the show. Yeah. I thought I was quitting earlier.
Yeah, me and Dev both quit at different times during the game, but we're both here.
I'll come back when you're back.
If you miss the game and you're just tuning in, some people say, like, if it's a loss, I'll just listen to the show. I'll just tune in or whatever. If you're listening, that was the worst game I've seen in a long time.
Bro, you guys were on me about my lack of enthusiasm.
I was only teasing, to be honest.
We were talking about what this was going to be like. I equated it to having your lunch and only eating the celery out of it. That wasn't even celery. At least provides some nourishment. That was
celery doesn't really provide nourishment.
All right. Well, that was like an S sandwich. Without the bread.
Really? Oh, really? Well, that's really tough, man. That's really tough. It was bad. You know what's weird is, like, the Pelicans end up winning this one by 20, right? But they had to work a little harder than I thought, given how bad Denver was. I have a fast breakdown. It's not really a fast breakdown. It's not a fast breakdown. We're presented by DraftKings. Don't let me forget that. I have 7 lines on here, and they ended at halftime, and I didn't take any notes past that. It goes like this. Nuggets start 0 of 9 from the field.
I remember that.
Do you guys remember that?
Hell
that
yeah,
was their hot streak. At first, I was like, 0 of 9. It can't get worse. And it just stayed there. It was 12-3 Pels. Thomas Bryant had 2 fouls immediately. He got in foul trouble very quickly. He also had his third foul like 10 seconds into his second stint. Michael Porter Jr. in this game, ice cold to start, man. Running around, remember how quickly he pulled the trigger early on?
I was busy contemplating pulling the trigger myself.
Do you remember? He was like firing up shots. I was kind of like, man, some of these shots are rough.
He made none.
He didn't make any. It must have shaken him a little bit. Fly. It was only 21-17 Pels at the end of the first quarter. I'm telling you, it was a terrible basketball game. The Nuggets were horrible. Pels just as bad. Oh, I forgot to mention Jokic not playing tonight. This is why it was so bad.
Oh, God, I knew something was different.
Well, everybody just watched it, but I'm saying the people tomorrow that are listening, they might not know why it wasn't ever so bad. Jok didn't play. Second quarter, Pels had an 8-0 run to open up a lead, and honest to God, that's all it took. The rest of the game basically was them being up by 10 points in Denver, unable to catch up. Lots of misses by both teams. There was this prolonged stoppage. Do you guys remember something happened? The broadcast didn't even know, but something happened with like a shot clock or a clock or something. It took like 5 minutes to get figured out. That was the highlight of the game, actually. That was the best moment. It was the 5-minute intermission.
They made it seem like they was like reviewing a call.
But they weren't. They were trying to fix something.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was actually funny because it was a 5-minute stoppage, yeah, and then they walked back on the court right into a coach's challenge. You gotta be kidding me, man. This is the worst game I've ever watched in my life.
Truly.
It really was.
And it was nationally televised. Kale said his dad watched for the first time this season. Is that right, Kale? And he texted Kale asking where Jokic was. That was the impression that Kale's dad has of the Denver Nuggets. This reminds me of every time the Nuggets used to play on Christmas, and I'd be like, gather my family around. Hey, everyone, you know this team I spent all my time
Pelicans.
With? Yeah, you know this team I spent all my time with? Well, let me show you why. And then they're like, you're an idiot. I'm like, I'm an idiot.
Yeah. That's what tonight felt like if this was your first game. It was also on national television. Yoke was out because of a sore calf, which is hilarious since that's why Joel Embiid ducked him. Sore calf tonight. Yoke at sore calf. Although I will say one important difference tonight, though. Do you know what it was? Jokic on the bench. Showing his face.
That's right.
Facing the music, sitting
showing
there,
his fit,
eating dude. A tangerine at one point. Did you see that?
What a courtside fit.
I think
fit.
It might have actually been a cutie.
He is a cutie. What a courtside fit.
Yeah, good. I mean, it's just a regular fit. All right, guys, let's start it up. What are your big takeaways, Dev?
My big takeaway is that this MVP race has been about agendas. We just saw Embiid duck and not play because he wanted to go off of the last time that those guys played. Plan backfired.
Yeah.
Yoke one-upped him. He decided to not play on nationally television game where everybody's watching and said, hey, I'm leading the NBA in plus minus. Do you see these guys? Do you see how they're playing tonight?
Hold on, though, Dev.
Only me.
You're being a little unfair. There were a lot of Nuggets out tonight, right?
No.
Wait, what do you mean? No, the Nuggets were shorthanded tonight. No. They had a bunch of guys out.
One guy.
Who?
The MVP.
That was it?
That was it.
The rest of the guys were there? The
rest of the guys. They had 88 points tonight. Went out there one guy.
88 points doesn't do it justice, Dev. Does not do it justice. Tonight, they became the first team all season to shoot 40% or worse from the field, 15% of worse from three. Only Jamal Murray made a three tonight, guys. Nobody else made one. And 65% from the foul line. Like, if you shoot bad from the field in the three-point line, I think there have been five teams that have had a night as bad as this. In all of the NBA, every game played, I think there was five. One of them won, by the way. Oklahoma City won a game like this. But nobody combined that by going also 20 of 32, 62% from the foul line. My God, that was horrible. That was epic levels of bad. Eric, what's your big takeaway?
My big takeaway, and I need everyone to hear this, when Jokic retires, I'm never watching basketball again. Never. I can't handle a team without Nikola Jokic on it. This was an abomination. This was a disgusting display. The worst part is that somehow the Nuggets were close enough the whole night that it was like,
you had to keep paying attention.
Yeah. Like, I kept being like, I'm going home. And I was like, well, they're so close. And I'm like, all right. And then, of course, a three would be hit.
If you would have got home, I would have been so mad.
This was the most absurd, ridiculous, hapless, pathetic performance. The Nuggets need to look at themselves and just the fact that we have two other max players on this team, like, is unthinkable. I cannot believe how little they have without Nikola Jokic running the show. I mean, perhaps you could make an argument that they would reformulate how they play if Jokic was not in the mix, and it wouldn't look
they
so
would.
Bad. They wouldn't be so clueless as to what to do. But I mean, the guys had no idea what to do, and not only that, they just couldn't hit shots. It's the craziest thing. If they don't receive a shot or the ball directly in the cradle, they're unable to hit shots somehow. Like, Jokic has to touch the ball for it to go in. It has to be blessed by
somebody in the comments just says, feel like this team peaked 2 months ago. Guys, they beat the Bucks by 20-something points 4 days ago.
Yeah, the Bucks who lost by 41.
Well, they did. And maybe the Bucks peaked too.
The one thing I will say is that we do have Nikola Jokic. So
That's true. That's a good point.
The worst case scenario is not upon us. But if in that scenario ever comes upon Denver, Colorado, I am an Avs guy and a Rockies guy.
Man, I mean, here's the thing. You're joking, but you're also serious. But man, I'm telling you, when people say when people don't like Jokic, everybody's free to like or dislike who you like. But your point about what is it going to be like when he's gone? It really is the darkest thing because you're like, there's just nothing that's like it. There's nothing that's like it. And tonight was a weird peek into like, if this was a young team, like, what would you have been excited about tonight? They missed all the shots.
Like, yeah, you'd be like, Christian Brown. Yeah, man. Christian Brown can dunk.
He had some good plays tonight. I mean, honestly.
Some dunks.
Yeah. Imagine covering the Houston Rockets.
Oh, my God.
But again, if you're the Houston Rockets, I'm Shangoon. I'm talking myself into it. You know, you
for
got
a full year?
I mean, I think I could give myself 1 year to get excited for that.
But that's how it is. Like, looking at the, because this, I mean, honestly, this is a good team. It's not that they don't have the pieces. But when you're missing the entire engine, when you're missing every single thing that makes it run, it makes it very difficult for you to be able to watch that. I don't imagine me being able to watch Jokic. It's that bad.
Do we have a rose-colored glasses graphic yet? Remember when I requested that one? We were on the show. We whipped something up there, rose-colored glasses. Because let's try to hold it.
What? You just give me a graphic assignment while on the show?
I'm just trying to put it on record so everybody sees I requested it. No, let's try to do that because that's all there is. I'm with you, Eric. That was my big takeaway. It was just like, what am I going to do when Yoke leaves?
What am I going to do, man? I know. Like, I went from, I went from disappointed to deeply existential.
Yeah, like, exactly. That's how I feel.
In one quarter, I was like, oh, man. Man, it doesn't look like my bets are going to hit. Oh no, my life's a lie.
It is weird how deeply I depend on him for just like
all things
meaning and all these things. Jamal Murray today had 21 points and 7 assists, 4 rebounds. I don't know that it was a particularly great game from him. 4 of 10 from 3. He had some really bad turnovers and like some really bad just possessions where the offense didn't hum. But I thought he individually, and by the way, Herb Jones, one of the best defenders, and specifically the type of defender you could throw on him, that's one. If you tried to think about actual real life takeaways from tonight, that's one of them, is that Herb Jones is a really good defender. He's really long and it's just hard. But I thought Murray actually did a pretty good job against him tonight, going for 21 points. How do you evaluate his game, Dev?
I mean, he's remaining aggressive, especially from deep, which Denver is going to need. They're going to need their guy to shoot a lot of shots. Especially for that gravity. You're going to need to take attention off of Jokic, not only in the two-man game. So I think that was great in this game where Jamal could look at it and say, hey, I'm against a really good defender. Can I create for myself? Can I get some wiggle? Can I put teammates in opportunities that they can score in? His assists have been up, like, big time this year, especially as of late, which you haven't seen in years past. So it's great to see that he's being aggressive, but also being able to keep everyone else involved, especially in a game that Jokic is not there. I thought that he would just take every single shot, and try to will the team to victory. So yeah, we saw a Porter moment. Wasn't, quite a quarter, but we've seen him get hot, knock down a couple of shots, and get himself going. And you just want to see more of that.
Michael Porter, you mentioned him. We're just racing through the few players that I want to talk about. Michael Porter tonight goes 5 of 15, 0 of 7 from 3. And here's the thing. I actually think we're joking right now about Jokic being – Denver missed a lot of shots. They could have made this more interesting of a game. I don't think the offensive process looked great, but they also shouldn't have missed the number of shots. And Michael Porter, chief among them, and there's this thing where Michael Porter has scaled down his aggressiveness, to fit within the system. Both you guys just verbally in the chat. I feel like this is so weird. He scaled it down, like all year. I feel like when he scales it up, like Yoke's out, I'm scaling it up. He misses all the shots, but they're not bad. Like, there was a few shots tonight I didn't like, but there was a lot of open shots that just didn't go.
It is the strangest thing. He is utterly powerless without Nikola Jokic. I put in on Twitter, like, the J in MPJ stands for Jokic dependent. Michael Porter, okay. Jokic dependent. Okay. I don't understand it. It shouldn't be this way. We've seen it more than one time, though. Like, something about the way that the offense flows through Jokic, like, finds him in advantageous situations. I will say that he'd had some good finishes around the rim. He had there were, like, a couple things. It is wild how he could not hit a shot tonight.
Yeah.
Wild. I don't know what to attribute it to.
I mean, the good thing about it is, he's not going to continue to shoot that bad.
No.
He's going to get open looks. He's going to be able to knock down those shots. It is worrisome that Jokic has to be on the floor for him to feel confident in knocking down the three ball. You do like the finishes that he had around the rim because he didn't have anything else going. If he didn't have those super tough finishes, this would have been an atrocious night. So good to see something fall where you could go back in the lab. But you want the shot to be there. You want it to be consistent. You want all three of them humming at the same time. And that, you know, is opened up with Michael Porter Jr. being able to just knock down threes. So you want it to return.
I thought Bruce Brown had a decent game tonight. He had some moments where he really played well. I mean, I'm serious. He had a good game. So try it here, man. I'm trying. I don't know what you want me to do. 19 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 block shots, including a really impressive block on CJ McCollum. Actually, both of his blocks were impressive. Had some good moments of defense, played with some fire, more fire than we've seen in a while. Was only a -5, which is kind of good. And of course, played 28 minutes, one more than Michael Porter Jr. tonight, which is.
Bro. Truthfully, he had the best game from the Denver Nuggets, Bruce Brown.
Maybe.
Because in the first half, he was the only one that was like really playing. He brought intensity, he was playing. On defense, he was literally the only one that looked like he wanted to be out there tonight. He tailed off a little bit because he's, you know, like you can only expect so much from Bruce Brown in that role. But I mean, I appreciated his effort. Like the guys that I appreciated tonight were Christian Brown, Bruce Brown, and yep.
I thought Jamal Murray was trying.
You don't want to give it the best shot. Like, that's our other max player. Like,
that's true. If you're right. Nikola actually, Jokic, we're great. You're right.
You can't just be like, oh, good job. Way to try out there. Like, no, bro. Like, you're our guy. Like, if Jokic ever disappears, like, and we are left with Jamal Murray, like, I would not have previously been so terrified at that thought. But my God.
Listen to this one. Who's the Pelicans' best player?
Brandon Ingram.
No, he's not.
Well, Zion Williamson.
He was out tonight. What did their second best player do?
Went off.
30-point triple-double. Like, I mean, I know that they had, it's a little apples and oranges because Jokic usually plays, so this is like the first game out. But I'm just saying, like, to your point, usually a second guy is like, hey, I'll still get something done for us tonight. And Jamal, again, he scored. He did get some assists, but it just was not all that effective. Let's mention your other guy, though. You mentioned Christian Brown. Plays 23 minutes tonight. Goes 5 of 9 from the field, which is 5 of 9. He dragged that efficiency way up. They would have been so much worse without him tonight. 11 points. Only 1 rebound and 1 block. No other stats. He did play 23 minutes and was only a -1. He had some nice dunks. He had some big hustle plays. And he continues. Like, the crowd loves Christian Brown. A little too much. I like Christian Brown a lot. No, but not like standing ovation he got tonight coming out of the game.
He was the only guy that was putting in any effort. Like,
that's because all it's what he's got.
Well, yeah. But listen, like I appreciated that. Like he was the lone, pretty much bright spot. Like he had like 3 or 4, you know, highlight dunks, and he was playing.
You know what, though, Dev? Whenever it's a bad game, the hustle guy always looks the best.
Always. And also, you say that's all he got. I mean, that's his job right now.
It is.
You have to bring that energy. You have to try to bring a flair, especially on the home court where you're really good. They're just trying to find something. People paid money, stayed up late to go out to that game. You want to have something to root for, and he gave you those moments. He gave you a couple of dunks. He gave you, you know, just getting out there and competing the entire time. I think that he was the best Nugget tonight. Bruce Brown was pretty good, but Christian Brown had positive moments every second that he's out there, and he's just going to give it his all every time. So you got to find more minutes in him, and it was great to see him be able to get a few more minutes in Jokic's absence.
Oh, my God.
Eric is down so bad right now. Let's real quick, to put a bow on this, because we're going to talk about some other topics in a second. Let's go ahead and award DraftKings Sportsbook King of the Game. Who do we have? Who did we get it to? Nikola Jokic. Jokic is the DraftKings Sportsbook King of the Game. Very, very impressive outing. In segment two, honestly, I want to talk about two things. Why can't the Nuggets play well without Jokic? It's when he's with the benches on, it can't do it. When he's out of game, the starters can't play well. Why is that? And then number two, did this or could this help Jokic's MVP case? Save it. Oh, God. Do it. Guys, some exciting news. Have you guys heard about Fubo TV? I'll tell you what, I have it. You know why? They hooked it up. I got it right away.
I have it.
Boom.
Too. I love it.
Unbelievable. I'm being dead serious about this.
I love it.
So you get all these packages. You get all kinds of things. 140 plus live channels of sports shows, movies, and news. You stream live TV from any device. Here's how I got it. This is probably the same story for you. plugged in my code, like, you know, you signed up, and then it just works right on the TV. It wasn't, there was no setup, there was no crazy things. Honestly, Fubo TV has so many great channels and everything else, and picture perfect quality for the Denver Nuggets.
What I will say is that it is literally a TV service that is created for sports fans.
100%.
There are so many sports options, and I didn't realize what a degenerate I was, but like now I really realize what a degenerate I am.
So
I'm like,
bad, yeah.
I'm just like, oh my God, there's another game. There's another game. There's like, I'm just like, I'm going to become Adam Mares with my level of pop culture understanding. I'm done with pop culture. I'm a sports guy exclusively.
Incredibly rich pop culture, just not the same pop culture. It's a different pop culture.
That to say, it will stop at Bob Dylan. It will
goes well
my pop
that.
Culture
it
knowledge will well end beyond 60 that. Years ago.
7 day. Here's how cool it is. Fubo TV is offering you a 7 day free trial, so you might as well try it out. You just on your phone, or on your computer, or Jesus Christ, on your television.
Were you just arguing for your
7 day
pop
free
knowledge?
Trial? No contract, no cable, no hassle. Just sign up and start watching. Thousands of hours of cloud DVR included at no extra charge. It's incredible. So here, watch the Denver Nuggets on Altitude at Fubo TV. Use the link in the description of the show and sign up for 15% off your first month of Fubo Pro. And I'm going to tell you guys something. Fubo, we got some stuff in the works. Stay tuned. We got some stuff in the works. I'm excited for it. Also want to tell you guys about Shady Rays. We were talking earlier about rose-colored glasses. They have those. They do have rose-colored glasses.
I hate this so much.
Why do you hate it? Oh, look at us, rose-colored glasses. I love it. Those are perfect.
Who? Look, you want to talk about king of the game,
hey,
dude.
Hey,
multitasking, seriously. Creating graphics on the show.
Guys,
let's go.
I bully, but I give props when they're due, and they were due right there. He came up with it on the spot. It was a great graphic. You guys know it. Spring is in the air. Have you guys looked at the weather lately? Sunny out. Driving in today, had sun in my eyes.
Today,
reached in, grabbed my aviators.
Today represented the biggest drop in temperature.
Kale told me that. Does Kale tell you that too?
Yeah, it was like
he our source.
It went up. What did it go up?
Kale? It went from 32 to 65 in 70 minutes.
This is the worst show we've ever done. This is what we're talking about, and it's an ad read right now. Shady Rays offers the most insane protection in all of eyewear. Every pair of glasses is backed by lost and broken replacements. So you lose them, boom, they'll send you a replacement. You break them, they don't care. Send you a replacement. Aviators, navigators, they got those ones that guys that bass fish wear. You know, the big old bass
hell
fishing
yeah,
looking glasses. They got
I know
ski
exactly
goggles.
Those ones.
You know the ones I'm talking about.
Every
bass fisherman has them.
Every single one.
Go to Shady Rays. Exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays is giving out a best deal of the season. Go to ShadyRays.com and use promo code DNVR for 50% off. 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. 50% off. Another fantastic deal. Try it for yourself. The Shades rated 5 stars by over 250,000 people. Guys, what's going on with the Nuggets? Why is it that for years, Jokic checks out of the game? We're always, who should be the stagger? What should be the stagger? What's the lineup, guys? What's the lineup? It doesn't matter.
Nope.
The answer is Jokic checked out. Things are bad. And I always get people say, why isn't Jokic the stagger? Well, tonight shows you why. It's because Jokic can't stagger when he's on the bench. He has to go to the bench at some point, and those minutes are going to be bad. But we've also seen this for years with the team. Just he sits and they still continue to lose games. Now, they got one earlier this year. They got that one against the Mavs. That was a great win. That was without Murray, too. But, Dev, why is it? Is it because the players aren't that good? Is the coaching staff struggles? Because the system is so built around them that they can't adapt? Like, why can't this team figure out how to play?
Because all of the analytics that we see also matches the eye test. He's actually elite. And yeah. It's tough to build around someone that good that plays that way. Jokic is a center that can play point guard.
Yeah.
That's just, you know, that's different to operate around. He's the team's best passer, the team's best scorer, the team's best rebounder.
You're absolutely right about all of those.
So it just makes it, if you don't have that guy on, now you have less than all around. And then, you know, the sums of the part, it just does not match up. He is the cog. And you take that off and you don't have an identity. You don't have a team anymore. Yes, he gives you those pieces, but no one else can do the things that he can do. That's why he's the MVP. That's why he's the team's best player. That's why he's we haven't said in a long time. That's why he's a unicorn, because it's just so different than anything that we've seen.
It's exactly. They just they wouldn't look this bad if they didn't have Jokic, period. Like, they would figure out another way to play. But they just, you know, you just get so dependent upon something. And then when it's taken away, you're just like, they don't know what to do. You know, I just hope and pray to the basketball gods. I humble myself before them. Like, never let us have a long stretch without Nikola Jokic. But they would look better. It's
they would adapt, yeah.
They would adapt. Tonight was just terrible. I mean, you know, if Michael Porter Jr. was able to hit shots tonight, this wouldn't have been such an unbelievable train wreck. There were just a lot of factors that were playing into it. But truly, I mean, it's a security blanket, but it also, you know, the Nuggets have fully tailored the entire way that they play around Nikola Jokic, which is completely unique to the NBA. It's just not a style that anybody else plays. And
the reason
how could
I
you?
Hate that, you're right about it, and I agree with the broader point. Like, I don't think it's that these players are actually not good. They're very good.
They are, but they're...
I don't think it's that Malone is a bad coach, although I do wonder if there is, like, things that a coach could do to sort of, like, we're 8 years into this. You would, and really, like, 5 years into the Jokic-driven one, you would think you would experiment with some, like, hey, how do we get this going better? Nonetheless, I don't think those are the big things. But that being said, I always hate when people say, like, well, the system is so different. The system, it's basketball. And I mean this sincerely as a person that, like, does the entire Denver Nuggets playbook. It's still reading and reacting to basketball. Guy overplays you, slip the screen. Guy jumps on the high side, you know, flip the screen. Like, there's these types of things. And yes, you have a player that bails you out of a lot of possessions, and that's what we're seeing. But I just don't think that you should drop off this much. When LeBron was the guy, they would have a drop-off. But a lot of that was because the players they had around him weren't guys that could do anything. But Denver has players that can, like, make plays and dribble and shoot and do different stuff, and yet the wheels come off every single time.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that we don't want it to look like that, but it does. They just don't know what to do. It would take 2-3 games to sort of just understand, like, the tendencies that Jamal Murray has. Like, he was dribbling into, you know, being contained by two players and then would, like, jump back and look for someone to throw
rough passes.
Cross court, get picked off. People don't quite know where to be. People have just, like, learned, all of the players have learned where to go to be open for Nikola Jokic, like, where he's able to calmly deliver the ball over the defense. You know, guys cutting to the rim are generally rewarded, and nobody was rewarded at all tonight. There were not easy baskets. There were, like, 2 or 3 the entire night. Lots of jump shots, lots of just, like, looking for something. There just was no cohesion at all. It was just a bunch of freelancing, which, again, I believe would change over time, but that takes time, you know. I don't know. It sucked. It was terrible.
I talked to somebody today, outsider, not with team, who was speculating that you play so much through Jokic and everybody buys in. Like, clearly they like it, right? They like playing with Jokic. I don't think anybody's like, oh, I have to play Jokic ball now. I think they like it. But I do think that there is this, when he's off the court and you don't have another player that you trust to that degree, an almost excitement to not throw. Because I'm looking at Thomas Bryant. I'm telling you guys, this dude, he doesn't touch the ball except for a few times. Then when he does something terrible. But I do think... I saw people in the chat earlier saying Murray hates Thomas Bryant. You can just tell it. I don't think it's that. I just think he's like, I don't have to throw to the center now. I throw it to Yoke every time down the court. I have to give him the ball. Now, I don't have to. And I just think there's something too. I don't know, Dev, you're a guard. I'm a big. Can you relate to this at all? Like, you playing through the big every time. Then he checks out. You're like, ha ha, I get to do this one I've been waiting all game to do.
Absolutely, especially with, like, a big like you. You force everyone to cut every single time. You have to make the right reads when you're not on.
How do I force? Am I yelling at you? Damn.
No, if you don't, then it just messes up the entire offense. So then you feel good when you're not on your team. I'm going to take every single shot. You know, I can rest now. So, like, I do feel those exact same things where it's like, okay, I'm not making these extra cuts and things. Because really, if you watch Thomas Bryant out there with Jamal, the people that think that it looks like he hates him, they could be right. It does look like that.
Yeah.
Also, the people that are like, when he touches it, he throws it up. So why would he make that pass? I think he has said that many times as well. So I think that they both go together where...
It's so true.
Where now Thomas Bryant is like in a space of, I don't know when I'm going to get it again. Let me put shot up. I got to get a shot up because I haven't had it in so long.
How many touches you think he had tonight? 10? And he has five shots. So, like, you're right, man. He had
like 10. And they are forced. If you watch him, he just kind of throws it up. Some of them go in, some of them don't.
The one he had around the basket, like, turn around, you're like,
dude. He didn't think he was going to get it back again because he missed it a couple times. The pass did not get to him. So I do think that it's frustrating. But, again, it goes back to identity. You talked about the Laker teams, around LeBron. They're a lot less than because you're just trying to get like old guys or you're trying to get players that are on small contracts and, just guys that could shoot only. This is a read and react offense with really talented players who get to like have free flowing, who get to explore their game, even with the best offensive player in basketball. And when he's not there, you would assume that they would just continue to do those same things. But that's not happening because of that trust, because, you just talked about not building on having a guy out there that you trust every single time. So I think that it's still them trying to figure out who they are, and it's taking a lot longer where you have to start blaming the coach because it's like, well, what are you doing? You start blaming everyone instead of the actual situation because you're trying to make sense of something that does not make sense.
I love, though, your point, though. There is a certain level of – you go out there for a long time and don't touch the ball. When you get it, you're like, I don't care. I'm not getting it back. I'm going up with some BS, man. I'm going with some bullshit. But that's what it feels like. I feel bad for him. I don't think he's going to play very – actually, I take that back. I think he's going to play a lot over the next week. Sadly.
God, I hope you're
unfortunately,
wrong.
Unfortunately, I think we're going to – this Losers Lounge, I think this is the first of a series of Losers Lounge.
Oh, no. Why?
Well, hold on. Let's go to the other topic here that's maybe a little bit more fun. Should this factor into the MVP conversation? Eric, come on.
Yes. Yes. You want to understand how valuable Nikola Jokic is? Exhibit A, this goddamn game. These players didn't look like they belonged in the NBA. These are good players. They don't know what to do without him. He is so valuable to the first place team in the Western Conference that has a reasonably comfortable lead. Nikola Jokic is the alpha, the omega. He is the sun. He is the moon. He is the stars. He is everything to this team.
That was so beautiful, man.
Thank you.
That was so beautiful.
Thank you. I had a lot of time. When I was having my own existential crisis, I was trying to picture and understand where Nikola Jokic fits in my own life. And it's even higher than the rest of the Nuggets. I need this man more than he realizes. He doesn't want to hear it, but I know he's watching. Nikola Jokic.
Yeah, he is for sure.
I need you in my life. Never sit out another game again. And if you do, give me a heads up. I need time to kill myself.
Dev, do you think this should like factor into the MVP conversation when you watch the team play this poorly without him?
Yes, absolutely. I do. At this stage of the year, it makes it because it's neck and neck, and one player is not playing, and Embiid's now back.
Yeah,
nothing was wrong with him, evidently. So I think the timing is off. But there's no one looks at this game tonight, especially after just watching the Bucks get destroyed. And then go to this game where you're excited, and then Jokic doesn't play, and you're like, that Nuggets team is bad. They're actually bad, because the Pelicans didn't even play well tonight, and Denver hung around, but that was the worst game all year, and it was like for sure the worst game. So you look at that and you say, well, they're missing one guy. One guy made that big of a change where. It swung where they're getting blown out by a team that they should not get blown out by. Denver was still favored in this game, and that still goes to credit Jokic has them playing this year. So I do think that should come into account.
Here's where I think it comes into account. Nuggets are the number two offense in the NBA.
Yeah, that's wild.
They're unbelievable at home. Tonight they're at home against the Pelicans team. That's like okay at defense. I mean, they're not. I know they've been on a bit of a run here on their winning streak, but they're not like this great one. Denver tonight had a 95.7 offensive rating. Their offensive rating is 117.5. They had a 95. They were down by 20 points per 100 possessions
that is
from what
so
it was.
Wild.
They didn't break 90 points. And then here's the other part of it. Denver's the best 3-point shooting team in the NBA. I don't know if they still are, but they're top two or three. I think they might be number one tonight. 15%. One guy made threes, nobody else did. Now, some of that is a coincidence, but to me, that's where you look at it, is you just say, how does this team play that well on offense and that poorly when he doesn't?
You want to talk VORP?
Yeah, let's talk
value VORP. Over replacement Please. Player. 20 points?
Yeah. You want to know? Well, you want to know something funny? 95.7 offensive rating, 116.3 defensive rating. Their defense got worse too. Don't forget, marginally, just a little bit. Their defense got worse tonight. It's not going to really factor in people's minds, as I meant. Maybe it will, though. This was on TNT. Man, how about the NBA? How good are they at booking these nationally televised games?
Let's go around the association. Yeah, let's
just real quick around the association. There was two games on tonight. In the first one, tonight's Nuggets game, which we declared was the worst game of the season and one of the worst viewing experiences of our lives, best game of the night.
Easily
the best game bullet. Of the night. Tonight, they only lost by 21 points, whereas the Milwaukee Bucks lost by 41 points.
41 points?
By 41 points.
They weren't missing anybody.
No, they weren't. They were down 28 points at half, so it wasn't like at the end they pulled it away to make it look bad. That game sucked from the second quarter on.
And then they put Boston versus Bucks on the second night of a back-to-back as well. Like, they just didn't care. The NBA did not care on these type of
games.
They
have to. Have to abolish back-to-back games.
Man, they have to. I've been the loudest anti-shortening the season guy, but we've jumped the shark. We have to cut 20 games out of the schedule, man.
They need to make it the season longer. One of the two.
Well, I'd be all for that, too.
Just no back-to-backs. It's just, we can't have them.
All right. Tonight, though, you guys, we enjoyed a few Breck brews downstairs. Oh. We had to wash away our boredom.
The taste in my mouth was so bitter that an IPA sweetened it.
Hold on a second. This is the line in the ad read. Breck Brew has a beer for any occasion. What is the Breck Brew for? Your team is playing without their star player and it's so horrendously boring you want to gouge your eyes out. What's the Breck Brew that's for that occasion?
Just a lot of it.
Just a lot?
Matter which one.
It doesn't matter as long as it's more volume than it is anything. Avalanche Amber, my favorite. Vanilla Porter Jr., Broncos Country, Pale Ale, Fun Slinger. A lot of people love the Fun Slinger one.
They do.
And then they also have the hard seltzers. We know it's almost seltzy season. It's not quite, but it's almost. You get ready for that. Check out the Breck Brew locator at breckbrew.com to find location near you. And one more ad read, guys. Go from beer to Athletic Greens. How did I end my day versus how do I start my day?
Okay,
I start
my day
with Athletic Greens. Do you want better gut health, more energy, optimized immune system? Do you hate taking pills and vitamins and supplements that don't taste good at all? Well, we got something for you. We've got Athletic Greens, which you can just mix in your water, glass water, stir it up a little bit. Do a stir or shake.
I lived 41 years of my life with like little... like cloudy, like nicks on my nails and
what
stuff.
What about the last 20 years?
And now, look at me. I'm glorious. Look at me.
Unbelievable.
Look at these nails.
Wow. Unbelievable.
You know what I could do with these nails? I could cut the hell out of the back of Nikola Jokic's arms with these
things. Got 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. Great way to start your day. Then your gut health is all good the rest of the day. That's what I love. You wake up in the morning, you feel like you have a brick in your gut or something. Athletic Greens, feeling great. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into flu season, cold season. Just one scoop in hot water or cold water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills. Go to athleticgreens.com/nuggets. Take ownership over your health and pick the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. All right. We go live to Ball Arena. You guys, we know what the vibe was like here at the bar. It was okay, wouldn't you say?
It started off okay.
It was like a 5 out of a million on a scale of a million. It was like a 5 or so. But maybe it was better at the arena. To find out, let's go live to Brendan Vogt. Vogt, how fun was that?
Great question. It was terrible. Everyone hated it. Everyone hated it. If it makes you feel better, the players and coaches hated it too.
Wow. Happy.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's what I was hoping. I was hoping nobody was happy after that one.
Yeah, well, no one is. Michael Malone in quite the mood. What went wrong out there? His answer, we didn't have Nikola Jokic. There's something to that. There is something to that for sure.
Nobody loves Nikola like Michael Malone, man. That guy really is his biggest stan.
I will fight him for that title.
He cooled off and went on to say the effort was there. Can't knock the effort tonight. We generated good looks. guys just didn't make shots. Porter over 7, KCP over 4. In truth, all things considered, without Jokic, they did generate quite a lot of good looks, open threes. As I'm sure you fellas discussed on the show, they just didn't make any of them. Harrison Wind of DNVR, that's this outlet, he asked Michael Malone why he thinks Thomas Bryant might be struggling to the extent that he is, what exactly is going on out there. This was the most tense moment of the pressers. Malone said, I have no idea. And after a little bit of a pause, he said that's maybe a question for him.
We'll talk about that. I don't like that answer.
Malone
will stick up for his guys. He's not sticking up for Thomas Bryant, which is weird.
It's almost as though it's not his guy.
It's not his guy.
We're also supposed to know.
That's true.
I didn't love the answer either. So he said, with regard to tomorrow and who might play tomorrow, Malone said, that's why I rushed in here. He did get in there very quick. He said he wanted to talk to the sports science team, try to figure out who can go, who can't. He did give us one inkling, Jamal Murray. Probably unlikely to go tomorrow, said Malone.
Cool, against the Suns. How fun.
With the 36 minutes he played tonight,
if only we had Jamal.
I would just say, fellas, buckle up, because I think it's in consideration that quite a few people don't play tomorrow. But the only name he gave us was Jamal Murray right off the bat.
Eric's night just got worse.
I hate this. What are we doing? Am I a rings culture guy?
KCP didn't feel well today, Malone said. He wasn't sure if he was going to be able to play. Obviously,
good thing he fought through that.
That's good, man. But then he fielded one more question about the looks they generated, and he said, look, I can't speak to MPJ going 0 for 7, KCP 0 for 4. The simple answer is, though, when the MVP is there, things are a lot easier. We heard from Bruce Brown, who was less heavy on the Jokic angle and more on the shot-making angle. We just didn't make shots, he said. That was a big part of it. He was just trying to be aggressive tonight, really wanted to get going at the rim. That's been working for him lately, actually. I know sometimes it's a bit of a loose cannon deal, but his willingness to put his head down and get to the rim can sometimes be that second unit's best bet. He was asked about Christian Brown and how he sort of stands out as a rookie, or how he's compared to a normal rookie, is the question. And Bruce said, Christian's really good. He can put the ball on the floor. You guys will start to see that. I don't think he's confident with it yet. But like I've said before, Christian is really good. He did talk to Kevin Durant about a week ago after Miami beat Texas. So he's excited to see him again, but they haven't talked, or they haven't seen each other since he left Brooklyn, or since they last saw each other playing. We heard from Christian Brown, who said similar stuff. He said, we've played without Jokic before. Tonight we generated good looks, just couldn't knock him down. It comes in stretches. NBA is a game of runs, Eric. I thought of you.
Hell yeah, it is.
I asked him about these minutes lately in these reps, if the game has slowed down for him at all compared to the beginning of the season. And he said, yes, it has. But the thing that hasn't changed for him is that it's just all about effort. They just don't. That's the only thing they ask of me when I'm on the floor. So my headspace is just give all out effort at all times. He does think the bench is good when they get stops and run. So good, even. They were able to do that at times tonight. And then asked about the playoffs, if he's already thinking about those games and thinking about factoring into the playoffs. And he said, am I thinking about it? Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited for games that really mean something. Caught himself and said, well, these games still mean something. But those
No, they don't. The NBA players have really, like they just no longer even hide it. They'll stop themselves every now and they're like, oh, that's right. We accidentally told you guys we don't care about any of this.
Oops.
Was this close.
Will Darkey, one of our interns that covers Buffs with us, he was tweeted out this was his first game of the season he attended.
Jesus.
It's like, I'm telling you. It's like the NBA product really is. Can you imagine if you flew it? I knew somebody that was going to fly in for the last game, like week of the season and then the playoffs. Can you imagine if you would have spent that money to fly it from Europe? It would have been a disaster.
That's brutal, man.
Someone somewhere got Christmas tickets that they thought were Zion versus Jokic.
Oh, no. Actually, our ultimate courtside giveaway tonight.
Oh, my God.
No! Ultimate fan experience was tonight, courtside. Somebody who won our courts. That was tonight. Yes, against the Pelicans.
No.
Get courtside seats. This is the worst game you've ever
this
seen.
This is the worst thing I've ever heard. I can't, dude. This is $2 bill I level bad.
Show. Yeah, I love our show, but we are a curse machine. Holy shit!
That is so. This was the game. Oh my god, dude!
I mean, they showed the in between action. They cut to a kid talking to Josh Dover with the mic, and it was his first ever Nuggets game. The crowd gave him a big ovation. The game started. And, anyway, I digress. Finally, I asked Christian. I know he can't tell me what's in it, but can he at least tell me what flavor that smoothie is that he's drinking? And he said, "I don't know what's in it. It's terrible, though. I mean, you can see it. Maybe peanut butter something, but it's bad." Shots fired from the rookie. And
that's wow.
Was that a metaphor for the game?
I think so, but maybe he was just talking about the smoothie. It didn't look very good.
Oh, my God.
Well, vote. Great reporting from the arena tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you guys want me to run it back? I can start. From the
no, yeah, you know, I was going to say, vote. If you want to handle the last segment, I think I'm going to head out.
We're done with the segment. We just got super chats left. Vote, get home safe. Good work tonight, doing the Lord's work.
Dude, find whoever won that. And
we owe them, like, somehow we owe them a refund for a thing they didn't pay for.
Oh, my God, dude.
It's courtside.
We
don't owe them anything.
It'd be hilarious. It's courtside. It'd be funny if they had helmet half. It's like, you know, this is kind of lame.
It's courtside.
Oh, my God.
I'm with you, Dev. We're just complaining. All right. We got some people super chatted tonight. Oh. How many do we have, Gil?
The best.
Wow. Real one breakdown.
Oh, my God. This literally is the worst game. In and if you super chat this one, you really are the biggest diehard of all time.
Dude, wow.
This is impressive. Who wants to read these off? You want to read them, D-Line? Reading glasses on.
All right, I'll get my rose-colored reading glasses.
Yeah.
All right, Donnie says, two thoughts after this game. I'm getting scared of KCP shooting, and why did Malone replace Brown? Does Malone really think MPJ can't play with Brown?
He does seem to use those guys interchangeably. Like he does, like, take one out and put the other one in. You're right. It's a good question. I'd like to see them two together. Malone did not have a good with MPJ. He missed every shot tonight, so it's like hard to really stick up for him tonight.
There are things that Michael Malone does that make me insane. That makes everybody insane, and it's a bunch of different things for for everybody. But whatever. I don't know. Crazy. All right. Walter says, meaningless loss in some ways. I'm searching for meaning in life right now, but trying to figure out what's worse, Green not getting pulled until the 3:30 mark, or knowing that's when Malone threw in the towel. Good stuff. Danny Big says, this team didn't rest anybody when they had an 8-game lead and now is banged up, only 2 games up. Such bad management by the staff and coaches.
I don't necessarily agree with that they should have rested, you know, or this or that earlier. But I do think there's just weird decisions with people's minutes. Tonight, what did Jamal Murray play? 40 minutes? 38
yeah,
minutes?
Like, what in God's name?
30,
and now he's likely not playing tomorrow? Like, what are you doing?
You know, we get to see Reggie Jackson.
I know. Tomorrow's going to be hilarious.
Don't worry. Bones is going off in L.A. Dude, all right.
Eric is so
the
damn
only
bad.
Thing, I mean, unfortunately, like, all we have to look forward to is the championship incoming. But
yeah,
until
if it
then,
weren't for that,
if it weren't for that, all right,
that's it.
If it weren't for that, the season would be miserable.
Miserable. All right. 555555555-ish says, to calculate this super chat's amount, just add the number of missed free throws plus the number of missed three-pointers minus the worst plus minus on the team. This game felt like a one-off. Don't worry.
I'm actually not worried. I'm more worried about myself that I spent my night doing that. I got to work. I had a long day.
Dude, there are no long or large takeaways to be had from this game, except for that, again, every day of your life should have meaning. And this one might not have. This one feels like we all just wasted our time. Like, we just took one step closer to the grave with nothing to show for it.
I think you're right about that.
Jack Bailey says, does Jamal have something against Thomas Bryant?
I'm telling you, no. He just wants to get his shots off.
Or, yes. We don't know.
Well, it was true. The first play of the game, Thomas Bryant, Jamal Murray fight for the ball, goes in the hoop. For the Pelicans. Not credited to anyone, though. That was the first play of the game. We should have known. We should have turned it off.
We did know. We're prisoners to this. Mark says, best take of the year. How beautiful. Look at the father and son duo from Philly sharing a cigarette. Eric, OMG, I almost drove into a tree. Remember that talking about you were seeing his father-son duos throughout the Philly game?
Oh, yeah. Do
you see and I was like, oh, yeah. Father and son from Philly just sitting there sharing a cigarette.
It was a good one.
Sitting together.
Right. It was a good one. It was a good one.
Evan Woodruff says, Pels are a good team. Really like what I saw from Mall tonight. Bad shooting night. Even with Jokic, they lose this game with that shooting. Make a few. I mean, maybe. Okay. David says, Denver's O is built around shots at the rim with Jokic creates. Jamal's the only other guy on the roster who can create for himself.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
It's 100% true. Jackson says, tired of hearing about LA Fakers. LeBron James.
I love that that's a super chat.
Me too. Our man, Brian, says, who other than Big Honey is a max player? We had two on the court, and oh, Canada loves misery. Missouri?
I love that. Oh, Canada loves misery. Missouri. It, Canada, Jamal, Missouri, and PJ. That's good. That's clever. I got you, man. He didn't get it. I got you.
I can't believe that you didn't get that.
Every nugget is bench player sans Jokic.
Every nugget is bad. Unless Jokic's there, then every nugget is good. It's unbelievable.
God damn it.
Could you try to say this last name?
Okay. Mizra Husseinabegovic.
Hussein Begovic.
Hussein Begovic. Oh, Mizra Husseinabegovic.
That one sounds right.
Says... You just said it faster. Wrong faster. We should have had a loser's beam, and Eric pushed the button while he swears.
That's the best one. Light the beam. The best one. That's awesome.
Light the beam. No Look Yoke says, 99 cents from No Look Yoke.
You're right. You know what? Did you curse this game by making fun of the beam? Did you curse this game by making fun of the beam?
Answer.
Hold on. I need to understand what you're proposing here. Is the beam a holy... is it actually connected to the basketball gods? Is making fun of the beam sacrilegious?
It might be.
Fuck the beam, dude. Oh, I hate the beam.
Go ahead and hit that outro music. Okay, let's get that. Dude. F out of here.
Play the that was a ultimate rough game. Outro music.
You guys all hung out with us, which makes, I mean, we love you guys, man. Hanging out with us after
Oh my God, the homies. The absolute homies in the chat. Listen.
What friends could you call? Like, you're like, I'm having a horrible day. I'm in a bad mood. Nothing's going well. Want to come hang over and share that with me? And all these people are like, yeah.
I don't got no homies like that.
Yeah, you got hundreds of them, man. You got 530 of them literally right now. They're like, yeah, we'll just come listen
this
to you.
This is family. This is family.
Just listen. Yeah, but you need a friend that'll listen to you complain for 1 hour.
Yeah, like just
1 hour.
Yeah, sit down. I'm going to tell you about the offensive rain and why Jokic is the only thing. No, it's bad, man. It's real bad.
That wasn't fun, but good news. We have tomorrow where it sounds like Jok might not travel. Murray might not travel. Porter might not travel. KCP Gordon, we really are going to roll out a sacrificial lamb to the GD Suns.
New super chat just dropped. No Look Yoke back after his very popular last super chat. A sub 90 Munder is a no yoke.
I like it. No joke.
Well, there's no E at the end of that.
So all right, that's a no yoke. All right. Everybody, thanks for hanging with us. Hit that like button on the way out. Go to bed.